This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time, Dr. Waleed Faris, Senior Fellow at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies here in Washington. He's also the author most recently of The Confrontation. He's an expert on international terrorism as well as the Middle East. We want to get his reaction to reports that U.S. and European authorities have uncovered a major al-Qaeda terrorist attack plot aimed at the United Kingdom, France, as well as Germany, and would have been conducted in a way similar to the Mumbai terrorist attacks a number of years ago, in which gunmen would simply swarm various areas of different parts of the country. And Dr. Faris, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
What does this tell you about the strength of al-Qaeda potentially due to the fact that they're able to at least make some progress towards carrying out a well-coordinated attack?
Well, Greg, I'm sure you and your listeners remember over the past few years that we discussed what was then the content of my book Future Jihad, Chapter 13, Projecting into the Future, what then I have coined as urban jihad. Urban jihad meaning the growth of networks and cells in a variety of cities around the world, North America, but also Europe certainly, so that it would enable Al-Qaeda Central or the branches of Al-Qaeda to strike not just in one but multiple cities. We have now, I think, reached that phenomenon. What we call today the Mumbai model basically was being prepared for in Europe, at least, and of course in America, years ago. What we have seen now is a successful operation by, I call it transatlantic coordination, that foiled this specific move. But that does not mean that all the networks, all those who are ready, the next waves, have also been stopped. But that is a success, and I think we should be celebrating for that, but be very attentive for the next and future ones.
Why is this considered the evolution of the terrorist attack? Why is this considered a progression compared to bombing trains like Madrid or London or even attacking through hijacking of aircraft?
In the West in general, in America in particular, we have this type of analysis, classical analysis, that we go by the type of weapons. We go by the type of targets that the jihadist or al-Qaeda has. That is not what really happens. Al-Qaeda's priority is to grow jihadi cells. Now, the jihadi cells will choose, when time will come, what kind of attacks they can afford to implement, what targets they can acquire, so that they could administer those strikes. So we're not moving from train to plane, plane to supermarkets and or assassinations. We are moving from few individuals who are committed to jihadism to a number of cells, to self-coordinating among each other, to high-tech cells. So what we are witnessing now is the growth of these urban networks in every and single city, and across the West. We see the rise of this quote-unquote army, which began by a few dozens, now it's in the high hundreds, and soon to be, as we saw in Europe and France, for example, and other countries, the networks are evaluated to be probably up to the thousand.
So the key here is not just finding out about this specific plot, it's figuring out all the different cells in these urban areas that were somehow connected to the plot. How difficult is that to figure out?
Very difficult. That's the heart of the war on terror. Unfortunately, we wasted many, many years not to looking at the threat as real, not to understanding that it has an ideology, not to projecting that it is a movement, that it does coordinate, looking at it in Europe, for example, as, oh, specific to France, specific to England. It is not. It is trans-European, even transatlantic. So once we would progress in the learning process, there are two directions here. Number one, the most imminent, is that we should have a transatlantic, trans-European as well, counterterrorism activity. Counterterrorism activity meaning if there is a cell moving in Lyon in France, which with branches in Birmingham in Britain and in Bonn in Germany, that a German, French, British coordination takes care of it. Not each one of these countries will say, well, I took care of it in my own country. But more important is to reach a level of transatlantic coordination whereby we're going to be able to strike at the, I don't want to call them root causes, but the factories, the ideological factories. The guys, the jihadists who were involved in this attack, for example, according to the little information that we have, were all 12, 13, 14 years old on 9/11. So who has been doing the radicalization remains the biggest question of the day.
How big of an escalation, as far as we know, are we seeing in these urban cells? Obviously, it's hard, as you mentioned, to figure out exactly the extent of it. But from what we do know, how quickly is it growing?
It's growing very fast. remember, in America, which is the least impacted so far compared to Europe, of course, we've seen a very rapid growth in what I call today the mushrooming of these type of cells. Between 01 and 08, the government stopped one case or 1.5 case a year. Between the end of 08, early 09, and now, from open sources, we can simply see that we are stopping one case of jihadi preparation or attempt a month. That's pretty big. In Europe, the numbers are even more concerning, because they have now melted with what many experts call Islamist movement. It's not just the jihadi terrorists, but they hide within Islamist, meaning those militant Wahhabi Muslim Brotherhood organizations who cover up for them. So Europe is really facing a more dramatic situation, but we are not immune to that.
Dr. Farris, just about a minute or so left in our conversation here. You mentioned before the need for a coordinated effort. Obviously, we saw that to some extent with connection to this most recent story. What are the keys to making that work even better?
Number one is that there should be a transatlantic counterterrorism agency, per se, at the level of NATO. And I spoke with members of the European Parliament, with members of Congress here. I am a coordinator of the transatlantic counterterrorism legislative group. So that is something pressing and we need to do. Number two is also to implement coordination in regions outside Europe and America, meaning now the pressing emergency is in Africa, is in the Sahel, in Mali, Mauritania, and this entire huge place, and Somalia. So if we reach that level of coordination, I guess, we will discover the plots much earlier and will be always successful also.
Dr. Farris, thank you so much for your time and your insight today. We appreciate it greatly.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Dr. Waleed Farris, Senior Fellow at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, Middle East expert, terrorism expert, author most recently of The Confrontation. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.